It's a proposal which has the potential to substantially reduce Australia's greenhouse gas emissions. But one of the scientists who's advocating it has already received hate mail. The controversial scientific study published in the journal Conservation Letters is proposing that Australia reduce its stock of sheep and cattle by 30% and instead farm kangaroos in an effort to fight climate change. The study found that this could reduce Australia's carbon emissions by 3% and save hundreds of millions of dollars. Simon Lauder has our report.
Australia's love of a good steak is contributing to climate change. Emission by emission, cattle and sheep are responsible for an estimated 11% of Australia's total greenhouse gas emissions. Dr. George Wilson says the kangaroo could change that.
Sheep and cattle have got a large rumen. It's a fermentation vat. In the process, they produce methane. Now, kangaroos have got a completely different system. Well, not completely different, but it's the rate of passage through their system is much higher. And as a result, they don't produce methane.
Kangaroo meat is already marketed as a greener alternative because paws don't have as much impact on the landscape as hoofs do. Dr. Wilson and his team at Australian Wildlife Services have now calculated the role kangaroos could play in an emissions trading scheme.
We focused on the rangelands in western Queensland and western New South Wales where landholders really don't have many options. We could reduce our greenhouse gas liability by 3%. Now, there really aren't many other options. I've not heard of any that can do that relatively quickly.
And to do that, you're proposing a reduction in sheep and cattle numbers on the rangelands by 30%?
Yeah, in those areas, yeah, by 30%. This will, as I say, save Australia 16 megatons of methane. Methane's a particularly dangerous greenhouse gas. It's 21 times more damaging than CO2, but fortunately it has a shorter time in the atmosphere. So if you are to do things to get rid of that methane, then you can have a profound effect on our greenhouse gas liability. And this is one way to go about it.
So 30% of our cattle and sheep are really responsible for 3% of our entire emissions.
That's exactly right, yeah.
To replace that number of sheep and cattle, how much would you have to increase Australia's kangaroo numbers by?
If you were to reduce the livestock populations, you would create enough pasture, enough opportunity to increase the kangaroo population to 175 million.
That's a lot of kangaroos. The current estimated population is 30 million. In the meat production industry, kangaroo meat is worth relatively little, but it could prove a lucrative option for farmers who now see kangaroos as a pest. If farmers are eventually to be made liable for their animals' emissions under a trading scheme, Dr. Wilson says they'll have a lot to gain by doing the switcheroo.
If you were to save 16 megatons of greenhouse gases, this has got a market value at the moment of about $650 million.
Dr. Wilson says wildlife numbers and habitats have benefited from the managed harvesting of springbok in South Africa, red deer in Scotland, and bison in the USA. He says the same thing could happen with kangaroos, although there are some complex cultural obstacles when it comes to eating national icons.
We've had some hate emails and fairly well contained and constrained, but I can understand how people have those views.
It's on our coat of arms, isn't it?
Yeah, but springbok's on the South African coat of arms, or not the coat of arms, but it's certainly a similar national icon, and that these sorts of changes in Southern Africa over the last few years have led to a substantial increase in security of the national iconic species in Southern Africa.
You talked about how much you like the kangaroo. How do you like your kangaroo?
Quick grilled is the way to go. Absolutely delicious.
That was scientist Dr. George Wilson and that report compiled by Simon Lauder.